Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Tazria, we have 13 psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear about what happens from a tuma and tahara perspective when a woman gives birth, and about the korbanos that she brings after she gives birth. And then in our Aliyah, we begin hearing about the halachos of tzara'as, a spiritual skin disease which looks somewhat like leprosy, but of course is not leprosy itself. Now again, in our Aliyah, when the Torah describes what happens when a woman gives birth, the Torah tells us that if she gives birth to a baby boy, then the boy must receive a bris milah on the eighth day. We perform mitzvos because Hashem tells us to, period. Having said that, many people have tried over the centuries to give reasons for mitzvos. So in that vein, many mefarshim have discussed why a bris has to happen on the eighth day and not on the seventh day or the ninth day or whatever. What is the meaning behind a bris on the eighth day? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. The Rama of Moshe Isserlis, who died in 1572, says in Yored Deya Simin Reish Samach He Seif Yudbet that it is customary to have what we call a Shalom Zachar. It's customary to have a festive meal on the Friday night after the baby is born. And why on Friday night? The Taz, Rav David Halevi Siegel, he died in 1667. The Taz, the Turei Zahav Perush on the Shulchan Aruch, he says on that Ramah, he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Emor in Piskai Yud Zayin. Again, the Rama says, have a Shalom Zachar. The Taz says, I'm sorry, on Shabbos. And the Taz says, why? He quotes the Medrash. The Medrash brings a mashal of a king who visits a town. And the king says, anyone who wants to see me must first see the queen. Similarly, says the Medrash, since a bris milah is on the eighth day, it's impossible to have a bris milah without first experiencing Shabbos. That's the Medrash. But what does that mean? So again, perhaps one can suggest that that is the reason why a bris milah is on the eighth day. It's the earliest time to have a bris while ensuring that you also experience a Shabbos. You cannot have a bris without Shabbos first. Why is that critical? Giving a child a bris is not a simple thing. You are changing creation. Hashem created this boy, and you're going to do a better job than God himself? That's the exact question that is mentioned in the Medrash Tanchuma on our Parsha, in Piska Zayin, where we hear the story of the evil Turnus Rufus. Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, he says, if God wants man to be circumcised, then why are men not born that way? And Rabbi Akiva brought Turnus Rufus a pile of wheat, and he said, which would you prefer, a pile of wheat or a loaf of bread? In other words, yes, God creates the boy uncircumcised, just like he creates much of this world. And God demands of us to be partners in the creation. We give boys a bris milah, and we take wheat and we turn it into bread, and we invent vaccines, and we build airplanes, and on and on and on. We are told to change the world, to be partners with God himself in this world. It's a beautiful idea. It's a critical element to our job in this world, to be a partner with God himself. It's a special responsibility. However, it's also a dangerous responsibility. You may be a partner, but you are not an equal partner with God. God is God and you are you. God is infinite and immortal and omnipotent and omniscient. And you, to say the very least, are none of that. So there is a danger in us changing the world, in us giving a bris, and in us making wheat and inventing vaccines, etc., etc. We must engage in these activities, but we also must remember our place. And so, perhaps one can suggest that before you give a bris milah to this infant, before you take God's creation and improve it, so to speak, you must experience at least one Shabbos. Shabbos is the day where we refrain from taking wheat and turning it into bread, where we refrain from building airplanes, where we refrain from all creative activities, all activities that lead us to thinking that we are creators ourselves. We stop and we remind ourselves on Shabbos who the real and true and infinite creator really is. And then after you and the baby himself have experienced the Shabbos, then and only then can you become a partner with Hashem and modify his work, so to speak. Yes, give the baby a bris milah, but first remind yourself and everyone else, Hashem and Hashem alone is the true creator of the universe. Have an amazing day. Shavua Tov, everyone.